Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His Word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the Word Behind the Veil.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast today. On today's podcast, the family will be discussing how that we are born from above. Born is a spiritual child with the seed of our Father's nature within us. As this Christ nature within us begins to grow and mature, this spiritual child begins to realize who he is and his relationship to his Heavenly Father. As the Christ within him grows, a living hope and faith within him creates by the word that he speaks and turns loose his Father's will in the earth.
If we're born from above, that means that we are bringing with us the attributes of our Father above as a little child. And what happens is, that little child, as he grows up, and we all are, I think we're all parents here, once they're born, that's when the things from their environment begin to teach them. They begin to learn the environment that they're born into, depending on financial circumstances, how mom and dad get along, do they have brothers and sisters, where do they live. The child then becomes to form who they are. What the scriptures is trying to say is, you're born from above. You are, as a child, you have a lineage, an inheritance that comes from above. Why would you choose a little child to lead you, or why would a little child be qualified? Because what they're moving in comes from above, as a little child. I don't find anything in the New Testament that says that born from above was born in sin. It was born from above without sin. It was a little child. You start looking at the scriptures about how Jesus referred to this little child, and you understand how it works, because you know where he came from and you know where he's going. Now, could he get corrupted along the way? I'm sure. At all different stages in our life, we reached into salvation. I'd say that began a serious relationship with the Father. And then we've all been through the various stages of growth. Usually the next growth after salvation comes being filled with the Holy Spirit. And being filled with the Holy Spirit, being born again, I prefer born from above, filled with the Holy Spirit, you're born from above. So inside of you, there is something that has been born and is growing, has come from above. That is what God feeds within us. The death of our flesh, that's not a hard thing to understand. Within you, we know about the war that goes on between our spirit and our soul flesh, and how the spirit is supposed to take over and rule the soul and the flesh. I think that the winner is what is born from above, because it's pure. It's like a little child. Why isn't what came born from above, why can't it be mature and valuable and functionable then? And according to what Christ says, a little child shall lead them. To me, I got a feeling that thing that was born from above was the very implant that Mary, overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, that's where the implant, you might say, of Christ in you, the hope of glory, begins. As we realize what God has done within us and how that can expand and how that can grow it starts to explain how a lot of things happen. Our hope. What is hope? Hope is a promise from God that has a future manifestation. We're filled with hope. And what is happening to us? As that thing that is born from above matures, what causes it to mature? Hope is turned into belief. And that's how we grow. I am amazed at how many things start to fall in place when we realize that, and I like it, spiritual implant. God implanted himself within us, just like he put his son in Mary, he put his son in us. He's the firstborn of many brethren. And so many of the scriptures tie in and start to make sense. And as we draw the Holy Spirit and we wait on him and we wait on him, he starts feeding that. His parousia is him being formed within us. And that little child is growing. That little child does not lose what was given to him when he was created and sent by the Holy Spirit. Will he ever be a little child? No. The nature of that little child is what God wanted, and it will remain. That same function, that same creation will mature, but you won't lose the childlike nature.
Yeah.
That childlike nature that can lead will always be without the encumbrance of having grown up. It's perfect the way it came. We never lose that childlike ability to think and function. This little child in me, placed there by God, if called upon, is capable of leading an army to do whatever God wants to do.
The little child in us is something that's simple. When I think of a child and a childlike faith, I think of its simplicity. He just believes you. He just does it out of obedience. And to us, the little child in us is that simplicity of just believing, of just laying hold of the Lord and laying hold of the word. A little child doesn't have the thought process of an adult. We can reach into a childlike nature and lay hold of the childlike nature before the Lord. We can do that. We just set our hearts to be as a child. We'll become in our thinking and our way of relating to the Lord as a little child.
If that nature is imparted to you, childlike nature is imparted to you, being aware of that, it brings things down to more simplistic way of life and thinking, where things become more black and white rather than all the gray areas that adults walk through and try to figure things out. When things come in on you as a spiritual child, you're not using your mental faculties. You're using your spiritual faculties that you were born with. You don't try to figure it out. Where is this coming from? Is this God? Is this Satan? All this kind of stuff. You don't go there. The word is uncovering what's already there. It's like peeling an onion. When you get down to the center, you find out what's really there. It becomes free, and it becomes a new creation, in a sense, because it was covered over by all this stuff. A child walks through life. He's not trying to figure everything out. He's just in the moment. We're becoming in-the-moment spiritual beings. When we were born again or received the Holy Spirit, something was imparted to our being. You can call it Christ, you can call it a little child, however you want to call it. And that childlike nature, that spiritual childlike nature, then begins to grow and unfold. A lot of times, in a lot of people that Christ's nature gets put in prison, gets covered over, gets oppressed. You can go for years, maybe decades, being oppressed, assaulted, locked up, don't even know who you are. We know that's true. In fact, that's why we're here on, part of the reason we're here on earth is to set Christ free in our brother, those that walk through the world, those we meet. That's not complicated. We're back to that simplicity.
Yeah.
Can I read you something? 1 Peter 1. I was thinking about this as you were talking, Dale, because what's coming through your heart, what you're talking about, Ron, what you're talking about is our spiritual DNA.
Right.
For you have been born again, that is reborn from above, and this is the Amplified, that's our born again experience, transformed, spiritually transformed, renewed, and set apart for his purpose, not of a seed which is perishable, but from that which is imperishable and immortal. That's like the DNA that we're born with from God. It's a DNA. It's a piece of immortality that exists within us. That when we're born again, it really is being born again back into the memory of that, back into identifying with that divine DNA that exists within us. And we live with, and we believe, and we cherish that, we hold that, we nurture that, and we want to grow that. The deeper you go into God, the simpler it should get. And so as we grow in it, I want to be born again. I want to have that remembrance of when the Father placed his DNA in me and gave birth to me before I even became born in this earth. I came through my mother's womb, foreknown before the foundations of the earth, something to that effect.
So maybe we're talking about the predestination that is mentioned in Romans 8, predestined to be sons.
In summary of today's podcast, we've talked about how that we are born from above and have that godly DNA within us. Our Father foreknew us before the foundations of the world, and now as that spiritual child grows and matures within us, we too are beginning to realize who we are in Him and walk out our eternal destiny.
Experiencing the impartation of God's Word through His family is life. Has this time in His presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils His Word to us live, Behind the Veil.